This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Seth Payne with you till 6
who?
O'clock. Seth Payne.
Who?
Seth what, Payne. What it do, baby? This is going to be a different day. I almost had a special day. It's obviously not a special day, but given our personnel issues because of the storm, we wanted to be sure we sent everybody that needed to go home, and we didn't want Clinton Campbell to come in. So I'm gonna stay on the air with you guys until 6 p.m.
I'm excited.
So it'll be a three-person show, and hopefully talk some people through some of these weather situations. But
Seth, when did you get to Sports Radio 610? I remember texting you when you were in Jacksonville, like, because you were like an occasional guest, right?
Well, I wasn't born in Six Radio, Sports Radio 610, but I got here as fast as I could.
I remember explicitly texting you, dude, you got to get here.
Explicitly?
Well, not that kind of explicit.
Did you send him a DP?
A different kind of explicit.
Have you ever sent a DP, by the way?
God, no. That's an absolute never.
I'm just asking,
it's an
okay?
Absolute never.
That's a...
Yeah.
Figgy don't believe you.
I remember texting you once a long time ago saying, dude, you got to get to 610. So what year did you get here?
2012.
All right.
Yeah, in the fall of 2012. I did some Texans radio with Vandy. I was doing a Wednesday night show with Ted Johnson. We called it Seth and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I remember that.
Yeah, and then... Oh, that was quick.
He's good. He's the best.
God.
He's the best.
That freaked me out a little bit. And then, in January, when Mike's partner, Mad Radio, Davies, Brad Davies.
Y'all had his name.
When Brad Davies left, I took over for him.
And y'all kept the name Mad Radio.
But the reason I was asking is because we have done pre and post together, you and I, or at least pre. I don't remember how it shook out. We've done the occasional crosstalk together. I don't know if you and I have ever done a show together.
No, I don't think we've ever done a full show together. So here we go.
How about that?
It's an inaugural. Thank
Seth
you.
Seth and I have been. I've been here since '09.
How is that possible?
It's not, right?
Thank you. Tropical Storm Imelda.
Even when we used to do those cross. Remember those mixed up shows?
Yeah. You know what? I'm thinking, John. Mm-hmm. Just like he who smelt it dealt it. I'm wondering if maybe that was at your request. You're the one noticing this. You're bringing it up,
actually,
right?
I'm hiding it in plain sight.
Gosh, Seth, yeah. It never occurred to me before that this situation.
you're here, huh? I guess they didn't see my contract.
Who do you think? Both of you guys, you both been here for the majority of the time of 610. Who do you think liked working with you the least? Who liked working the least with Lopez, and who liked working the least with Seth?
That'd be better if you told me.
I don't know.
No. I'm saying Lopez should figure out who liked working with me the least. I assume everybody loved working with me. Likewise, I'm sure Lopez thinks the same. I think Brian Straw probably for Lopez. I think Brian Straw and...
But that wasn't a regular...
No, that was Brian Straw and... Well, Straw was your morning guy.
He was kind of the flash and third guy. Yeah, I guess, probably Brian Straw.
But it was more him and Nick, right? I don't know if anybody doesn't get along with Lopez. Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess maybe...
Maybe Fred?
Not
because of a personality thing. I just think... You know, Fred's kind of a solo kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He likes to be by himself with all his friends.
I think, I don't know. As far as for me, I think the person who loved and hated the most maybe was Meltzer, probably because at times, like that's documented. There were times where he didn't like working with me. I know, but there were times where he didn't like it.
Who understands when he says stuff like that?
He found me downright unbearable at times.
What's in the cup, bro? You already
just
got
coffee. No, I'm not.
Okay,
we're waiting on that.
Seth Payne, here on In the Loop.
Yeah, sorry to hijack your show, guys. We're all going to be on air together until 6 p.m.
Yeah, might as well,
because we've tried to have as many people as possible stay home. And what are our weather updates? I've been just trying to eat food and get ready for this.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Seth. We all know, you know, if you're listening to us, we'll keep you informed as best we can, and we'll also be the toy department and give you an escape here, but we'll also keep you informed. Right now, it's it's backtracked on us. And anyone who has ever been a fisherman like me or been on the water knows that when weather starts to back up on you, it's because the moisture's coming out of the Gulf.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why Houston gets these things. So the moisture's coming out of the Gulf. It is a stationary or very slow-moving front. I sound like a weatherman, don't I?
Yeah.
But I've learned this over the years.
Sound like you've been around.
From fishing. Because it's a slow-moving front and you get the moisture off the Gulf, all of a sudden it starts to build. Instead of build forward, the direction it's going, it starts to build backward.
Okay.
And so it's built backward on us now. And that's why an hour and a half ago, it was clear here. Mm-hmm. It was a little cloudy, but it was clear. And that's why now where we are, it's backed up. And guys, that is... not to be too obvious, extremely dangerous.
So it's sucking all that moisture from the Gulf along with
right.
it.
And so it starts to build backwards because it's not moving fast enough to get away from it. You know what I mean?
Was it Winnie that had 42 inches of rain?
Winnie is in the 40s.
In just the last...
Beaumont, God bless you people in Beaumont. I know we have a lot of listeners there.
Man.
It is really, really bad. Anahuac, that way. I-10 East is shut down both directions.
This is the one, these stories are the worst. Clint Shane, who I think follows most of us on
Prego.
Twitter.
He's
a
Prego.
Great guy. His wife's pregnant, right? Well, no, I think Clint's all right, but his aunt or one of his relatives who'd been flooded out since 2017, they were still repairing their home. They're just about to move back into their home in Winnie, and now it's flooded again. So, including the trailer that they've been living in for the last 2 years next to their house or the mobile home.
That's awful. And I thought I had a bad yesterday. I had nothing. You know, I went down to Sargent because my trailer was, they had 21 inches of rain down there, and it was within 6 inches of the door. So I got lucky, and I lost a couple things on the ground. I lost my storage bin and all that stuff, but nothing important.
So what's the deal up there in Atascocita and everywhere? What is exactly the drainage situation?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Because the reason it floods so much in Atascocita, Kingwood, is because they let water out in Conroe on the San Jacinto River. What they don't do is release the water from the dam in Lake Houston near Atascocita and Kingwood early enough. They
got to try to stagger it.
Well, this is kind of a political thing, but I think they've got it nailed down. They used to never release water from the dam until the water was already rushing in and released from the other dam.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're doing it before the storm. So it's not flooding nearly as much, but this was such a quick rising storm that I think they're obviously still in trouble up there.
What is it with us in these storms that just reverse course? Remember when Harvey was going to go to
backwards.
San Antonio?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, it's all cool. I was getting ready to do a pregame show, and everything will be fine. It's just going to, it's headed on towards San Antonio.
Yeah.
And then bam.
It's terrible.
It is. I have a pop quiz for our listeners.
And by the way, Seth Payne joining In the Loop. We're going to be with you till 6. So... We know how bad the weather is. We're going to try to get you through it. We're going to have some fun lines open the whole time. We're going to try to do every segment
We need help. The pop quiz is this. Every segment you've ever heard, every staple segment you've ever heard
the
on Sports
Tank.
Radio 610.
Like Mad Take, Screw 'em. We'll do Screw 'em at some point. Mm-hmm. All these things that have maybe since been retired. What's the one that...
None of Your Business.
None of Your Business. The infamous None of Your Business.
No.
I'm a little bit nervous about
that
one.
It's going to be great with
Which one of your teammates had the ugliest wife, Seth?
No, we won't ask that one. We won't ask that. So I want you to text us in case we're forgetting something. Celebrity birthdays, Florida Man, Think Tank, Screw 'em, None of Your Business, any segment you've ever
Damn
heard.
Damn straight advice.
There you go.
Get that one on the mix.
Did you say celebrity birthdays?
Yeah. Okay.
How about a meltdown? But you got to do it like Mike. Like if Mike were still here, you have to do a meltdown based on what he... So it's got to be like a decision for... Aaron Boone to bunt yesterday or something like that before he got ejected.
So text us, 713... what is it?
Could we just have Mike do a meltdown?
713-572-4610. Text us and with whatever segment we might be forgetting that you want to hear. And we'll do it between now. We're on from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., this crew. And right now, Seth is going to join us the rest of the way.
And I think we're going to start drinking probably about 1:30. So we got popcorn right now. I'll probably start drinking at about 1:30, I would say.
Okay.
Let's get into this sporty thing that I teased. Just so you know, I gotta stick to the fundamentals. Seth, I'll get your take on this. I think today's game, it's not gonna shape the AFC South, but I think tonight's game that you're gonna hear right here between the Jags and the Titans, I think it's going to there can be some significant things that happen regardless of what the result is in this game. If you're a Texans fan with the 0-2 Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the 1-1 Tennessee Titans, what should you hope happens tonight?
You should hope, if you're a Texans fan, I think you should hope that the Jaguars lose in a convincing fashion, because I feel like they're the team that's most capable of being put into a tailspin.
Bury them.
I think the right. Yeah. If the Titans lose this game, I think they're still going to be, they're going to have the same issues. The Jaguars right now have their best player in open revolt against the front office and the coaching staff. If he doesn't play, if Jalen Ramsey doesn't play and they get the doors blown off of him, and then Jalen Ramsey gets traded away the next day, that's a hard situation for that rookie, that quarterback, who, by the way, okay, I love this. I love the Gardner Minshew story.
They're overdoing it.
He fumbled three times. He got sacked, strip sacked three times. He's so lucky that those strip sacks, especially in the part of the field they occurred, could have easily been touchdowns going the other way, not just the one touchdown that went the other way. So, yeah, I want the Jaguars. I think that's the best for Texans fans, is if the Jaguars lose tonight.
I'm on the other side. I think if the Titans win, then I don't know what Jacksonville would know. If the Jags won, then you would have, first of all, you would have multiple 1 and 2 teams. So the Texans would have the opportunity to take sole possession of first place. And I still think the Jags would be a dumpster fire, and they would have 10 days off with this Jalen Ramsey drama to where it could even pile up regardless of what their record is.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Nothing out of there.
Now, with the Titans, Mariota looks every bit himself, which is a bad thing.
That's not good.
Really? I thought he was okay.
I think he's okay, but I think that there's only he's operating at max capacity for what Marcus Mariota can do. And the only thing that worries about me, the only thing that genuinely worries me about the Titans is their defense. And I think that that's the thing. They're going to be competitive throughout the whole season, no matter what. Even if Mariota's not starting by midway through the year, they're still going to play a bunch of close games. And if Derrick Henry, can Derrick Henry shoulder the load? Derrick Henry is a guy. I thought Derrick Henry by this point in his career was going to be where Leonard Fournette is at this point in his career, which
like
is
just a guy.
Well, yeah, okay. Boy, he doesn't play nearly the way he looks, but now Derrick Henry kind of scares me.
It's normally the Alabama running backs that do that too.
Richardson,
et cetera. But while we're here, I want to get his thoughts on my opinion regarding what Deshaun Watson's going to be looking at across the field.
Let's get that.
But while we're here, Colts fitting into this equation now. See, if you bury the Jaguars, I think the Titans or the Colts become, I'm asking, the Titans or the Colts become the next biggest threat.
Let's get into that with Seth Payne, Landry Locker, John Lopez, along with Seth. We're going up till 6 o'clock. It's going to be a loose day, 713-572-4610. We're here with you, Houston. We're going to get Seth's take on that. We're also going to play the hits next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.